Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're looking now at some spiritual disciplines. The last 4 weeks we looked at community, now spiritual disciplines, and we're starting on from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 4, and Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 8. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert so that the devil could test him. After Jesus had gone without eating for 40 days and nights, he was very hungry. Then the devil came to him and said, "If you are God's son, tell these stones to turn into bread." Jesus answered, "The scriptures say, no one can live only on food. People need every word that God has spoken." And Isaiah 58, beginning at verse 1, "Shout the message, don't hold back. Say to my people Israel, you've sinned. You've turned against the Lord. Day after day, you worship him and seem eager to learn his teachings. You act like a nation that wants to do right by obeying his laws. You ask him about justice and say you are worshiping the Lord. You wonder why the Lord pays no attention when you go without eating or act humble. But on those same days that you give up eating, you think only of yourselves and abuse your workers. You even get angry and ready to fight. No wonder God won't listen to your prayers. Do you think the Lord wants you to give up eating and act as humble as a bent-over bush, or to dress in sackcloth and sit in ashes? Is this really what he wants on a day of worship? I tell you what it really means to worship the Lord. Remove the chains of prisoners who are chained unjustly. Free those who are abused. Share your food with everyone who is hungry. Share your home with the poor and homeless. Give clothes to those in need. Don't turn away your relatives. Then your light will shine like the dawning sun, and you will be quickly healed. Your honesty will protect you as you advance, and the glory of the Lord will defend you from behind." So, thinking about spiritual disciplines, here's a question. Of all the childhood games you played, what was your favorite? Simon Says was a good one. I failed miserably at that. Then there was Red Light, Green Light. I wasn't much better. Kick the Can was kind of fun, and Hide and Seek. And then especially for the younger ones, there was the classic Follow the Leader. And yes, we played outside. We played with all the kids on the block, on the front lawns and back lawns and in the street sometimes, with the Vickers and Kapsiaks and Niedermeyers and even the next door neighbor, Kelly Cook. Follow the Leader was a pretty good game because all you had to do was follow the leader. Unless, of course, the leader was a moron and had you walking through puddles and thorn bushes and rolling around in a leaf pile where the dead bird was. Sigh. Childhood was tough sometimes. But here's the good news. Becoming a follower of Jesus is easy. The disciples and all the other folks in the Gospels give a really good picture of what it took and still takes to follow Jesus. You go where Jesus goes, you do what Jesus does, and you listen carefully to what Jesus is teaching. To follow anyone or anything, of course, means you have to take the first step, which is to simply acknowledge that following is actually what you want to do. And for some of us, that's a struggle. Because we have figured out that doing what Jesus did and going where Jesus went and following Jesus' teachings can be costly. I mean, following Jesus meant you went to a wedding where Jesus made wine out of water. That's pretty cool. But Jesus also went into the temple and flipped over the tables of the money changers and chased them out with a whip. I suspect some of you might be fine with that because you're just special, but listen up. He ate good food with good people, but he also ate food with what most people of his day would have thought of as less than the social elite. He ate with tax collectors, prostitutes, shepherds, and fishermen, and yes, a few Pharisees and scribes, but mostly questionable folks. When was the last time you invited any of those folks to your backyard barbecue? Just saying. And yet, and perhaps because of his amazing willingness to spend time with all kinds of people, his disciples followed him, learned from him, did as he did, and even more than that, loved him and loved each other. And it appears that he and his followers also practiced some basic spiritual disciplines, that is, practices that can grow our faith. Disciplines like fasting, praying, listening to God, embracing simplicity, unplugging, and there are even more. Each of these spiritual disciplines has a purpose, but the overarching theme is the invitation to focus your time and energy on your relationship with God and God's kingdom instead of filling your belly or whatever is the equivalent. One of those disciplines is fasting, that is, not eating for a period of time. The two different scripture lessons today talk, first of all, about Jesus fasting in preparation for his confrontation with the devil and the temptations that came after them. That explains the devil's invitation to break the physical fast by turning the stones into bread to quench Jesus' physical hunger, while missing entirely the reason for the fast. Fasting is not about hunger. It's about having the time and focus to prepare for and do ministry. Then Isaiah reminds Israel that any spiritual discipline can lose its meaning and function when we begin to believe the discipline in itself has value apart from the intended result. Fasting, that is, not eating or giving up of something that would normally benefit us, and instead doing something for others that is a blessing to them. It is seen by God as an act of worship. The choice to take our focus off ourselves and instead focus on the kingdom by caring for God's people. Now, I have some friends who are fasting this week. Some are fasting from food on particular days. Others are fasting from social media. Some from TV. They're not even streaming, imagine. Some are fasting from store-bought coffee and then choosing to give the savings to a food pantry or to a charity to help in the Ukraine. One person is fasting from being sarcastic, using the time usually spent busting people's chops by instead telling them what incredible friends and coworkers they are. Fasting from meal prep, cooking, eating, and cleanup for even one meal can result in a great deal of time to sit and write a card to a friend who needs a boost, or call a neighbor or a family member and make amends, or volunteer some time at the food pantry. Fasting can mean time to sit down, refocus some of your priorities that have gone off the mark. Giving up lunch might mean enough time to come help at a food pantry or set up bags for the backpack program. Fasting could mean you have time to help your child learn about prayer. Following Jesus is easy, so stand up and let's go. Are you ready to follow the leader? If so, repeat after me. Wherever you go, Lord Jesus, we go. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for this sermon for the week of March 6th. If you have questions, you can contact me at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or you can check out our website at otisvillepress.org. Thanks for stopping by.